Welcome to the audio ministry of Advance Church. You're about to go on an exciting journey into the Word of God with Advance Church and Pastor Bruce Clark. Be prepared to be informed and inspired as God reveals more of Himself to you through His Word. Before we begin, let's pray. Father, thank you for sending your Word. Give us hearts to hear and faith to receive the things shared today. Open our eyes that we may behold the wondrous things out of your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And now, here's Pastor Bruce Clark.
I am not interested in religion. I am not interested in religion. Because it has helped nobody. All I am interested in is what the Holy Spirit is doing. That's what I want to know, and that's what I want to do. And the interesting thing about it is that very often I am getting corrected. And see, sometimes I'm just going to go with the Holy Ghost and flow today. Sometimes we don't want to get close to God because we don't want to be corrected. We are in control. But then every now and then the circumstances comes our way. You can't do anything about it. You could cry all night, talk in tongues. But the only thing that's going to change is for the living God to decide whether he's going to help you or not. So it's better to learn to live a yielded life to God every day so that in a moment of crisis, your faith will not fail. Because the Bible says if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. And what happens in our lives, speak Holy Spirit, is that as we go through day in and day out, circumstances happen, life happens, life happens, life happens to all of us, children, grandchildren. You know, people on the job, sickness, life happens. And so we have to learn daily to get our manna from heaven so that when life happens in a way that we don't expect, we don't react, we don't get angry, we don't get upset. We transcend because we're living in a place with God where eternity is our viewpoint, and thus everything on earth seems so small. Way out there in front of the people today, Pastor B, but that's all right. Praise God. We live in such a place where eternity is so real to us that the principles we're living our lives by, the decisions we're making, the places where we go, the things we think, our opinions about matters, our preferences are all targeted towards what God wants to do in these end times. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, stretch us. Keep stretching us. Yes, Lord. So we're living like that. Listen, everybody's thinking about how they're going to make it. I mean, that's down here. What God is trying to get us to see is we've already made it. And so, I mean, you take the difference between a guy who has grown up wealthy without any need, and his family has like 20 endowments, and each of the endowments are sustainable forever, and they're just living off the interest. He is not thinking about, well, I wonder how I'm going to make it. And because of that, he may not ever see the money, he may not ever touch the money, but because he's living with that perspective, his choices are not based on lack. Choices are based upon abundance. And so as the people of God, if we understand that the cattle on the thousand hills is mine, peace is mine, righteousness, joy, all of it belongs to God, and he wants to give it to us freely, then if we live with that as our perspective, then we won't be so consumed about, well, I wonder if. I can't tell you the number of times in these 10 years having said no to full-time marketplace, how I have said, Lord, I don't know what you're going to do here. You never saw me coming here going, oh, People of God, I really need y'all to pray. Ooh, if we don't, if God doesn't move tonight, I need everybody right now, please give 22 cents. If everybody can give 22 cents over the next 20 days, then we know that God will move. God is taking care of his children. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But see, we live not, I'm not in this place. Too many people, I would say that you're not in this place, but let's talk for the people who are not here who need to hear this. Too many people live in the place where they know that God supplies all, will supply all their need, and they trust that God will take care of them. But when it comes to seeking first the kingdom, well, wait a minute. And so we live with preferences and opinions more than the word of God. I'm out of here. I'm done. You know, if you put the acronym preferences and opinions together, what word you get? Who? In God's eyesight, our preferences and opinions are important. They're important because he's a loving father and he wants to know what your preferences and opinions are. But as a baby, the little baby's here, the little baby who's here, and when that baby is whining and crying, they are not thinking about changing the world. Change my diaper and feed me. And for the parents, grandparents, the preferences matter. Oh, when that baby sounds like this, I know exactly what she needs. And when they're younger, it matters. But guess what? By the time you get to be a mature son or daughter, your job no longer is feed me and change my diapers. Oh, Pastor Bree Proofs, the Holy Spirit, you're teaching us today. You know, when I was a child, I whined and cried about everything. Give me, satisfy my needs, take care of me. I need it right now, and you've got to supply this need. I'm gonna cry until somebody comes to take care of me. I just want you to hold me. Or my diaper's wet, right? Just feed me, change my diaper. That's the child, all right? That's my child. But now, when Grant got to middle school, if he starts saying, "Dad, I need you to feed me and change my drawers," that's a problem. That's a problem. And then, as Miles now is getting ready to go to college, if he says to me, "Dad, I need you to show me how to read," that's a serious problem. But the thing is, as I matured as a man and young man, the older I got and the more mature I got, watch this, don't miss this. My perspective in dealing with my father was not, "What can you do for me?" But it was, "Dad, how can I serve you?" And so as mature, we have to ask, we have to be honest and ask ourselves the question. We've been in church a long time. We have to ask ourselves the question and be honest with ourselves. Otherwise, nothing will change in the spirit. You can have natural growth and development, money, houses, lands, property, all of that. You can get that. You can get that. But eternity will judge it. And what we need to understand is that it's not, if we look in the mirror and we realize that our prayers are and our focus is, "Why I need, why take care of me," we have to accept that we are not mature. But as long as we ignore reality, we stay in the same place. So I want to encourage you. That wasn't my message. I just believe the Holy Spirit had me to share that. That we've got to learn to be mature sons and daughters of God. And the way we measure it is by how much we want to serve our family.
We pray that you've been inspired by the message shared today and have become even more aware of the purpose God has for your life. You're always welcome to join our service. We'd love to see you on Sundays at the AFI Theater in downtown Silver Spring, 8633 Colesville Road, near the intersection of Georgia Avenue. To find out more about the amazing things God is doing through Advanced Church, please visit our website at www.advancedchurch.org. And remember, it's your time to advance.